这个好乃是
神给我们跟基督的和好，跟神的和好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is that we can reconcile with God.
也就叫我们人与人之间有和平，有和好。
That we can have peace between men.
不晓得那个声音是不是够大，后面可以听得到吗？
Can you hear me in the back?
感谢主。那个上次旅行回来，耳朵好忽然听不见。
Last time I went to travel, and when I came back, I couldn't hear.
我感谢主，借弟兄姊妹的祷告，也是借着医生的手，叫能够好像能够恢复听力。
And praise the Lord that through brothers and sisters' prayer and the hands of the doctor, I was able to recover.
我就能够悔改在神面前，为着我以前能够听得见声音来感谢神。
And I repent before the Lord. So, because I could hear before.
当然有医生好像建议说你可以装一个 hearing 的一个助听器。
The doctor said you can put a hearing, install a hearing aid.
但是我觉得可能是又贵又麻烦。
I didn't think it was very convenient and it was expensive.
我们能开始能够感谢神，他的创造都是最美好。
And I can thank the Lord that His creation is the best.
感谢神，我今天能够听得见。
And praise the Lord that I can hear today.
我能更多听到里面的声音，主的声音。
And also I can hear inside me the voice of the Lord.
上几个礼拜，我们的弟兄就交通还是交通到哥林多后书。
And last week, brother still shared. Last couple of weeks, my brother shared in 2 Corinthians.
高弟兄就交通到那个和好的执事。
And brother Kale was sharing about the about reconciliation.
我们张弟兄特别交通到保罗，那个神给他的见证，他有进一步的交通跟辩解。
And Brother Andrew shared about the fellowship. And the defense of Paul. And what did our brothers share last week? And it's about the exhortations of the elders.
就是交通到我们神的神的儿女是何等的宝贵。
And how great it is to be the children of God.
我们也不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And not to love the world and the things of the world.
唯遵行神旨意的必永远长存。
Because those who obey the will of God will live forever.
那个我再次在神面前寻求今天神要我讲些什么。
And I was seeking before the Lord what I was going to share.
所以神给我的一句话就是讲到要悔改跟拯救，就哥林多后书第七章的这一段。
And the Lord gave me this sentence to repent and salvation, to have salvation. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
在我看来这个道理每一个人都知道。
And I think this, everybody knows this.
这也不是什么大道理。
It's not a great revelation.
但是神的道理就是这么简单。
But the word of God is so simple.
我们往往会寻求神的方法以外的方法。
And many times we seek ways that are outside the word of God.
我们寻求神道理外面的道理。
And we want to seek the teachings that's outside God's word.
以至于我们要落到许多的忧愁、软弱跟死亡。
So that we fall into sorrow and death.
那个，记不记得我们上一次我们年长弟兄带什么领带
？Do you remember last week what a brother tie the tie that he wore？
我今天跟他带同样的领带，只是颜色不同。
I wear the same tie as he did, except the color is different.
它是红色，能够写明神的红色的创造。
His is in red and shows the creation of God.
我的是蓝色，也是写明神创造蓝色的特别。
And mine is blue. It's about the, how special it is that God creation.
我非常感谢神，因为这条领带是我回到已经回到天上去的父亲送给我的。
And this, I thank the Lord because this tie was given to me by my father who is in heaven.
是我大儿子生的时候，恐怕说三十几年前的事情。
It's 30 some years ago.
但是这条领带有一个特别，就是 Jesus is Lord.
And this tie says Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
Jesus is Lord.
是教会的主。
He is the Lord of our church.
是你我生命的主。
He is the Lord of our life.
我们今天唱的诗歌，我们是要冠他为王，他是王，永远是王，永远是主。
And like the hymn we sang today, we crown him as King, as Lord. He's always the Lord.
我们今天的主题是讲到能够流落基督的香气。
And this year our theme is to have the fragrance of Christ.
那么我们从另外一个角度来看，一个启示来看，当我们认罪悔改的时候，就得到救恩，自然就能够流落基督的香气。
And from one perspective, if we repent and we receive salvation,Then we have the fragrance of God.
我们最近有举办了聚会，我们有弟兄姊妹来，关系弟兄姊妹知道参加我们特别聚会的时候，就知道有一个刚信主的姐妹做了见证。
If you attend some of our gatherings, you would notice one of the sister that was just saved. She had a testimony.
她是单独就在美国，但是她的先生还在大陆。
He is here by herself in the U.S., but her husband is in China.
在信主以前，她的心态跟信主以后是不一样。
And her attitude is totally different before and after her salvation.
信主以前总是觉得自己是的，事实是对的，特别在家庭的里头，在丈夫的面前。
She always believed that she was right before she came to Christ.
但是很奇妙，他信主以后，圣灵的光照，他知道他是不对的，他以前对不起他的丈夫。
But strangely enough, after she came to the Lord, she was illuminated by the Holy Spirit that to know that she is not right, always right.
他特别就敢打一个长途电话跟他先生说：“我对不起 ，I'm sorry。”
So she made a long distance call to her husband and.Told him that she was sorry.
但在这后面，也许有许多的愁苦，许多征战，还有许多最后的悔改跟顺服。
But behind that, I'm sure there's a lot of struggles before she come and become obedient.
我相信这个在给我们主的同在、主的喜乐，也流露出主的香气。
But this together with the joy, and she can.Show the fragrance of Christ.
我们下面就提到，事实上，我们今天的主题是很清楚，忧愁，然后悔改，最后是得救。
And I think our title today is very, very clear. It's about sorrow, repentance, and salvation.
我们好不好？我们就一起来念一遍，加深我们的印象。忧愁、悔改、得救。忧愁、悔改、得救。
Let's say that together. It's sorrow, repentance, and salvation.
我们一起来，如果你那个听英文的弟兄姊妹，我们一起来。Sorrow.Repentance and salvation. 忧愁用中文的字，我想是蛮好的。忧愁就是忧愁，忧虑愁苦，对不对？用中文的字来讲。
And sorrow in Chinese, it could be, you could say it's grief and it's mourning.
它的意思是带着悲伤，带着难过。还有痛苦。
And then it means that we have sadness and suffering.
下面我们就要交通到三个 反义，三个见证，三个经历。
And I would like to share three different experiences.
第一个是保罗的这经历。
The first one is Paul's experience.
第二个是圣灵的反应。
The second is the is the reaction of the Holy Spirit.
第三个是耶稣基督在十字架上的经历。
And the third one is the experience of Christ on the cross.
在第一个讲到使徒保罗，他也是经常经历忧愁。
And the first one is Paul, that he experienced sorrow quite often.
但是好像非常特别，他是经常有快乐有喜乐。
But it's very different that he always have joy.
这哥林多后书六章十节上面告诉我们的。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10 it tells us
是不是忧愁但是却是常常快乐。
He said sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
我想这个忧愁跟快乐的秘诀差别在哪里？
And what's the secret between the difference of sorrow and rejoice?
当我们在环境难处来临的时候，如果看自己一定是忧愁。
When the difficulty and problem arises, if we look at ourselves, then we're always going to be sorrowful.
相对的，如果我们仰望这位信心创始成终的耶稣，我们定规有快乐。
But if we set our eyes on our Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, then we will have joy.
这是保罗在腓立比书第四章第四节所告诉我们的。
And this is what Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
另外一个写明，我们到底是依靠是不是环境来了难处来的时候，我们依靠我们自己。
And when the problem arises, do we rely on ourselves?
我们就依靠我们自己，一定是忧愁愁苦。
If we rely on ourselves, then we'll be sorrowful.
相对的，如果我们依靠主，就有喜乐。
And if we rely on God,Then we will have joy.
第二方面
Secondly,
忧愁这个翻译是蛮特别的，因为对于圣灵，这个忧愁这个翻译的翻译，圣灵的翻译是告诉我们担忧。
And the sorrow from the Holy Spirit's perspective that the translation is grief.
当你我不顺服神的时候
，When we do not obey the Lord.
当我们顺服主的旨意的时候
，When we are not obedient，
圣灵在里头会有一个反应
，And there is a reaction from the Holy Spirit。
这个反应圣经说是圣灵担忧
，And this reaction is to grieve the Holy Spirit。
如果我们让圣灵喜乐，那是可喜的事
；If we let the Holy Spirit have joy， then that was something to be happy about。
相对，如果我们让圣灵担忧，我想这个不是一件好事。
And it would not be a good thing if we let the Holy Spirit grieve.
真感谢神，圣灵他不责备，好像也不击打我们，他就是在当你我不顺服的时候，就在那里担忧。
And praise the Lord that he, the Holy Spirit did not rebuke us or punish us, but he just grieves.
他在那里祷告。巴不得我们顺服回转到神面前得到拯救。
And he prays for us so that we can repent before God.
再来看到我们的主耶稣基督。
And that's how we see our Lord Jesus Christ.
在旧约里头，以赛亚书五十三章第三、第四节是这样描写的。
And in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 53, verse 3 and 4, it describes him.
他讲到多受痛苦。常经忧患。
He said he is a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
在英文的译中，我觉得是非常好 ，a man of sorrow.
And in English it says 经常忧患。
主为着救恩，为了拯救你我，为了神的旨意，他经常在那里成了一个忧患的人，忧患之子。
And Because he wants to save us, he became a man of sorrows.
圣经都告诉我们，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And the Bible tells us that He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Today we live in a times of trouble.
我们有身体上的难处, 特别有心理上面的难处, 心理的痛苦。
And we have problems with our physical problems, and also we have problems in our heart.
解决问题的方法, 我们可以去找医生, 可以吃药, 也可以看心理学医生。
To solve that problem, we can go see a doctor or go to a psychologist.
这些都是很正常的。
These are normal things.
但是我告诉你, 还有一个最好的方法。
But let me tell you, there's a better way.
那位挂在十字架的基督,
the Christ that was hung on the cross.
他成了你我心灵疗伤得到医治最好的办法。
He becomes healing in our heart and our minds. It's the best way.
他的鞭伤有医治，永远有医治。
And his infirmities can heal us.
感谢上帝主，我们的主成了一个忧患之主。
And praise the Lord that he becomes a man of sorrow.
成就了你救恩，为了拯救你我。
So that he completes the salvation so that we can be saved.
那么下面我们就是从忧愁进到依着神的意思忧愁。
And next we talk about godly sorrow.
到底这是什么意思?
What does it mean?
我们可以说这个忧愁是跟神有关的忧愁。
We can say that the sorrow has something to do with God.
我们可以说这个忧愁是跟神的旨意有关的忧愁。
And it has something to do with His will.
我们看保罗的见证。
We can look at Paul's testimony.
保罗为哥林多的弟兄姊妹忧愁。
And Paul was sorrowful for the brothers in Corinth.
那么哥林多的弟兄姊妹犯了罪，是一般外邦人都觉得不能够容纳的罪。
And the church of Corinth had the brothers and sisters there have sinned.
那么这个我们都知道，这是一个淫乱奸淫的罪在。
And they were immorality.
依着神的意思的忧愁，保罗的反应能够流出神的爱的忧愁。
And through the sorrow of Paul, it comes out. It's the godly sorrow that came out.
在哥林多后书二章四节，保罗是这样讲的。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, he said, Paul said,
我先前心里难过，多多的流泪，写信给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。
And he said, even though I caused you sorrow by my letters, I do not regret it.
我们都知道保罗的话有功效，他写的信有作用。
We know that his words, his letters have a purpose.
为什么会有功效?
Why is it effective?
不是光是话。
Because it's not just simply words.
不光是说有行动，如果写一封信、写两封信、几封信给哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
Not just that he has actions to write one letter, two letters to the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
这些话、这些信的背后是带着主永远的爱，没有条件的爱。
But behind this is the love of God and the unconditional love of our Lord.
这个是给我们一个看见跟学习。我们在服事的时候，在弟兄姊妹当中经常有问题，我们到底是怎么样来帮助他们？
And this is how we can learn from him that when we face problems with brothers and sisters, how can we help them?
许多时候我们说我们可以用神的话来帮助弟兄姊妹。
And many times we said we can use the word of God to help them.
没有错，神的话是圣灵的宝剑，是攻击的武器。
And it is true, and the word of God is like the sword, it's a spiritual weapon.
所以有许多的时候求主怜悯我们，就太偏了，太偏重主的话，就忽略神的爱。
But many times we put so much emphasis on the word of God that we forgot about the love of God.
以至于神不能够使用你我。
Such that God would not be able to use us.
这是我们给彼此交通劝勉。
And that's how we exhort one another.
第二个保罗的经验里头，这个忧愁乃是一个暂时的忧愁。
And this sorrow is just temporary.
因为忧愁不是目的。
Because the sorrow is not the purpose.
忧愁乃是要给我们带进结果，就是得了拯救。
It is through sorrow that we can have salvation.
我们可以从旧约的见证的里头，神的话语里头，我们可以得着一些的帮助。
And in the Old Testament, we can through the Word of God, we can have a little help.
旧约里头有撒母耳记，对，撒母耳记上，撒母耳记下。
And in the Old Testament, there's First and Second Samuel.
但你知道那个，我们知道作者当然是撒母耳。
And we know the author was Samuel.
但是在撒母耳之前是才有一个母亲叫做哈拿。
And the mother of Samuel is called Hannah.
她因为不能够怀孕，不能够生儿育女，就忧愁。
She was sorrow because she could not give birth.
然后他就来到耶和华的面前，在神的面前祷告。
So she came before the Lord to pray.
然后许愿说：“如果你赐给我一个儿子，我就把他奉献给你。”
And she made a vow and said, "If you give me a child, I would dedicate him to you."
然后终身服侍神。
So that he can serve you all his life.
后来神回答他的祷告。
And finally, God answered her prayer.
给她生一个儿子，名叫撒母耳。
And gave her a son called Samuel.
你都知道撒母耳是什么意思？
Do you know what the Samuel means?
从耶和华那里求来的。
And it means that it came from the Lord.
我们一起说，从耶和华那里求来的。我们再来一次，从耶和华那里求来的。依照神的意思的忧愁，就是说，当你我有忧愁的时候，我们来到神的面前，向他祈求祷告。
And when we have sorrow, we can come before the Lord to pray.
依照神的意思的忧愁，我们可以从使徒彼得的失败，他的经验里头得到一些的帮助。
And also, we can through Peter his defeat, we can get some help also.
我们都知道彼得是有一个特别，就是他有三次不认主耶稣基督的事实。
And we know that Peter denied Jesus three times.
他是非常爱主，当主耶稣被捕的时候，他是跟在后面。
He loves the Lord, and when Jesus was taken, he was following him.
但三次不认主。
But three times he denied Jesus.
第一次说有一个使女来说，你素来是与那个加利利的耶稣一伙的。
And one of the servant girls came and said to him, "You are one of them."
那么彼得否认，对不对？
And so Peter denied.
那么第二次又有一个使女来看见他，对待他说，这个人也是同拉撒勒耶稣一伙的，彼得又不承认。
And the second time, another servant girl came and said the same thing, and he denied again.
然后这一次又比较加强，又启示说我不认得那个人。
The third time he vowed and said that he does not know, he did not know him.
这是第二次，然后第三次站在旁边的人对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露露出来，加利利的口音。
And the third time one person was standing by said that your accent gave you away. You are one of them.
彼得在那里又发作起誓说他不认得。
And once again, Peter vowed that he didn't know Christ.
在马太福音26:75那边很特别。
And Matthew chapter 26, verse 75.
Peter 想起耶稣所说的话。
Peter remembered what Jesus said.
这个想起，这个字是有它的讲究。
And this word remember is very special.
我们如果我相信你要懂得希腊文，你回去查原文。
And if you can look up the original meaning in Greek.
他说想起耶稣的话，这个话是什么话？
And he remembered the word. And what is this word?
在神的话语里头，大致上我们就听过，就这样叫做一个，我们是叫做神的客观的真理，叫做 logos.
And this objective truth of the word of God is called logos.
另外还有一个比较的主观的，也是神的话，是叫做 rhema.
And also another word, rhema means the subjective.Word of God, subjective understanding of the Word of God.
律马的意思就是，往往就是神的话已经说了一遍，然后再一次用神的话再说第二次，多说第二遍。
And many times it also means that the Word of God is spoken again.
彼得想起主耶稣的话了，那一句神用 rhema 这个声音，我们所说的那个语气来把它显明出来。
And the original meaning, it is rhema that it was that's the word that was used.
鸡叫以前你要三次不认。
Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
他就出去痛哭。
And he went out and outside and wept.
那么根据传说啊，以后每一次使徒彼得听到鸡叫的时候，蛮有感觉。
And according to the people were saying that every time the rooster crows, then he has a very special feeling.
我们感谢主，把使徒彼得的经历记载在圣经的里头。
And we thank the Lord to record this event with Peter.
叫你我软弱失败的时候，我们怎么样能够继续往前？
So that when we are weak and we fail, how can we continue to move forward?
我们下面就来到第三点，依照神意是忧愁的结果。
And the third point is the end result of godly sorrow.
在圣经里头，格林多后第七章第四节告诉我们，因着神的意是忧愁，就生出没有懊悔的懊悔来。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5, it says that because your sorrow led you to repentance.
在英文的里头，我们请同弟兄再念一遍英文。
Okay. Verse 9 says, Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended.And so we're not harmed in any way by us.
这个中文的意思就是忧愁，就生出没有懊悔，懊悔了。英文的意思就是说，因着懊悔而生出悔改。
And in English, it says that through your sorrow, you will have repentance.
我们现在就讲到悔改，悔改到底它的含义是什么？在它包含些什么样的意义在里头
？And what does it mean, repentance? What does it mean?
往往我们觉得做错事情的时候，不对的时候，我们觉得很糟糕、很不舒服。那个这个不一定就是达到悔改的意思。
And sometimes when we did something wrong, we just feel awful. That's not repentance.
你回头不舒服，就难过，你觉得有罪，这个只不过是第一步而已。
That's only the first step when you feel have a this awful feeling.
悔改的第二个步骤就是你要改变你的心意。
The second step is to change your mind.
我们一起说改变你的心意。
To change your mind.
我们再来一次，改变你的心意。
Mind.
怎么第三步呢
？What's the third step?
你觉得忧愁这个还第一步，第二步我们觉得我要。要改变我的心意，这个第二步，第三步完成悔改，就想到你要转向神。
And the third step is you have to turn towards God.
你忧愁，你改变心意，你转向神。
and you have sorrow and you change your mind and you turn towards God.
这是哥林多教会弟兄姊妹的悔改。
And that is the repentance of the brothers and sisters in the Church of Corinth.
我们可以从在新约的里头，耶稣所提到的悔改的一些例子能帮助我们。
And we can use some examples in the New Testament about repentance to help us.
也就是说，有个比喻说，有两个人。
And Jesus used an example. There are two people.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
One is a Pharisee, the other is a tax collector.
法利赛人觉得他自己蛮好的。
The Pharisee thinks that he is quite good.
从他一个礼拜祷告，他禁食两次。
And every week he pray and he fasts twice a week.
因为他奉献十分之一。
And he offered 10%.
另外他特别批评说，法利赛人说我比那个税吏好，我不像他是一个罪人。
And then the Pharisee said, I'm better than the sinner.
但是税吏他的简单的祷告是什么？
And what is the prayer of the tax collector?
他的态度就是他们远远的站着。
And his attitude was he was standing far away.
他眼睛都不敢往天上看。
And he didn't dare to lift up his eyes towards heaven.
他是捶胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And he beats his chest and said, Lord, have mercy on me.
这个是税吏的悔改。
And this is the repentance of the tax collector.
他以至于得了拯救。
And so he can be saved.
悔改这个实际上说是你我经常的有的动作，应该有的动作。
This repentance is an action that we should have often.
这个有时候我们觉得啊，我们读一些关于啊怎么样能改进呼吸关系的劝勉。
And maybe we're reading something about how to improve our relationship with between husband and wife.
因为人太熟了，呼吸太熟了，往往就忽略了那个应该有的礼节跟礼貌。
And many times, because husband and wife knows each other so well, we neglect the manners.
往往是觉得反正夫妻给对方做的事都是应当的。
And we feel like maybe we're doing things, the husband and wife doing things for each other is it's reasonable, it's normal.
所以往往最简单的话，也最有力量的话，谢谢你，对不起，往往都忽略掉。
And many times we forget those most useful and powerful words like thank you and I'm sorry.
这个神创造你我的时候，我们就是要有这种谦卑的态度的反应，我们才能够消除我们里面的气。
And when God created us so that when we many times we have to have that reaction and to relieve our anger.
这个往往有时候我觉得这是面子的问题，就坚持不肯说对不起。
Many times it's because of our pride. We insist and we would not say sorry.
最近我想就非常平常，我们工作的单位，我们有一个production的job突然出了问题。
And at work in our department we have a project that has a problem.
然后这个东西都是原先有一个同事在加州 Sacramento 一个同事写的东西在。
And it was written by one of my coworkers from Sacramento.
就出问题的时候，当然就是他来负责帮忙解决。
And of course, when the problem happened, he came and tried to help.
然后他写一个 email 就给我跟一个同事说啊，我们就是简单的改几个东西就可以了。
And then he emailed us and said, oh, all you have to do is just change these few things.
然后我们就乖乖相信说大概就是这样。
And so we thought, okay, that's probably it.
但是我们有一个同事跟他讲说，不是，那个 Sacramento 那个同事是花了5个小时才解决这个问题。
But somebody actually said that he spent over 5 hours to fix this problem.
后来我主要我们的目的说，到底下一次问题的时候，我怎么帮忙解决。
And our attitude was just, How can we help next time if when there is a problem?
我送一个 email 过去，结果他没有回应。
I sent an email back, but there were no replies.
隔几天以后，我再同样的 forward 那个 email 给他。
And then after a couple of days, I forwarded the same email to him again.
我感谢主，透过这个同事给我一些学习的功课。
And thank the Lord that this coworker taught me a lesson.
他不只是告诉我他是怎么做、怎么修改问题。
He didn't only tell me how he fixed this problem.
他第一个字是说 I apologize, 我对不起。
The first word he used was I apologize.
我在我的里头可能也我也没有说生气，但也不太高兴。但听到这句话以后，那个里头的气那就不服，不想到哪里去。
And I wasn't really angry, but then when I saw that word, I was totally relieved of my that I was unsettled.
这是神创造你我人的特点。
And this is how God made us special.
我们要靠着主恩典，主怎么赦免我们，能够彼此赦免。
And it's through the grace of God that He forgave us, that we can forgive each other.
我觉得主耶稣并没有给我们讲什么大的命令、大的道理。
The Lord didn't give us a very big commandment.
就是讲彼此相爱，我们彼此的接纳，彼此的赦免。
That all we have to do is love one another and accept one another.
不只是使徒彼得问耶稣说：“我兄弟得罪我，我赦免他七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“不是，七十个七十。”
And it's like Peter asking the Lord, "How many times should I forgive my brothers? Is 7 times enough?" And Jesus said, "No, 70 times 7."
在路加福音十七章是也是第四节，也是类似耶稣所说的。
And Jesus said the same thing in another passage.
他讲到说，如果弟兄一连七次得罪你，那么又七次回转。
And he said, if a brother wronged you 7 times, and then he repented 7 times.
同时呢，他说我懊悔了。
And he said, I regret it.
那么你我的反应是什么？
And what should be our reaction?
耶稣的回答是什么？
And what was the answer that Jesus gave?
耶稣说，你总要饶恕他。
Jesus said, you need to forgive them.
我想我们最近这个感谢主，我们在拜会机会里头听到一些特别的见证。
And praise the Lord, I heard some testimonies in our meetings.
我想我们弟兄当中，也许就知道我在要讲东西什么。
And maybe some of you already know what I wanted to share.
在 UMKC 的一个弟兄，一个教授，就是在 Kansas City 最起码七年，对不对？七年，他就是学校就是不给他那个教授的评级或者叫做 tenure。
And there was a professor in UMKC, and said after 7 years, the university would not give him the tenure.
那这个是会要命，到一个地步你挥手不可了。
And to a point, to that point, you have to almost have to leave.
我们所知道，我想这个弟兄、这个老师、这个教授应该做的蛮好的，可是为什么不被批准
？Well, in my knowledge, that this professor was pretty good. I just didn't know why he wasn't approved.
在感谢主，这个弟兄后来神给他恩待怜悯他，他在另外一个学校，就是 New Orleans 找到一个教授的职位。
But thank the Lord that this professor found another position in New Orleans.
那个职位更高，同时那个薪水也更高。
The position was higher and the salary was higher.
但是更可贵，这弟兄的反应就是讲到他为了这个事感谢主，他能够认识主。
But praise the Lord that this brother's reaction was he comes to know God better through this.
他用的方法，你可以去告到法院去，你可以申诉任何合理的行动。
And there are many ways to handle it, like you can take him to court or appeal.
但是这个弟兄的选择，他选择让神掌权。
But this brother chose to let God take the matters into God's hands.
罗马书告诉我们，深渊在我，我必报应。
And Romans tells us that forget that word. Thing.
Do not revenge.
Oh, yeah. Do not revenge.
Revenge is belonging to the Lord.
Yeah, the revenge it belongs to the Lord.
当然，这个你说，我说这是我的权利，我的权利，我的权利。
And we can say that this is our right.
我想我们大家伙弟兄以前也是神给他类似这样的恩典的见证在里头。
And there are brothers that have been given the same type of grace.
我想我们不必提他的名字，我想也许我们会知道。
And we don't need to mention his name. I think all of you probably know.
当你凭着自己掌权的时候，自己要控制一切事情的时候，你是何等的愁苦。
When you take matters into your hand, your own hands, you will be sorrowful.
我们在神的恩典里头，我们这个 let it go, 让他走，让他去。
And in God, we can let those things go.
往往我们所怨恨的人，他往往就是活得那样的好，那样的快乐。
And many times the people that we're mad at, and they live very happily.
在什么时候凭着这种恩典愿意接纳愿意赦免，我们的里头是何等的平安喜乐跟荣耀。
And whenever we are willing to accept and forgive, then we have joy in us.
这是神对你我的创造，你我的设计，人的设计。
And this is the creation of God. This is how God designed us.
神不厌其烦的就是不厌其烦的，你要遵守我的命令，彼此的相爱。
And Jesus said, you have to obey my commands, is to love one another.
你不是得着生命，更丰盛的生命，你也叫别人得着福气。像我们今天唱的诗歌，我们的神是给我们的祝福，是最大的祝福，把他的儿子耶稣基督给了你我。
And not only we have the blessing that we are able to give other people the blessing.
我们后面我们也可以从在路亚福音里头第十五章，我们非常熟悉的浪子的比喻，给我们一些帮助。
And we can also use the prodigal son, the example of prodigal son in the Gospel of John.
我们可以说这个浪子是叫做人的尽头成了神的起头。
And the end of man is the beginning of God.
这圣经里头告诉我们，他耗尽了一切所有，有一件大饥荒。
The Bible tells us that he spent everything, and then ran into there was a famine.
然后就愁苦起来。
And he was having sorrow. And then he talked to this person who gave him a job to feed the pigs.
饥饿的时候，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥。
And he was so hungry that he was going to use that feed that was to feed the pigs.
但也没有人给他。
But nobody gave him that.
后来他就醒悟过来说，我要回家。So
finally he realized that he needs to go home.
然后他说，我要跟我的父亲说，父亲，我得罪了你，又得罪了天，又得罪了你。And
I need to go back and tell that I sinned against you and sinned against God.
他就得着了拯救。Then
he received salvation.
忧愁悔改。
Sorrow, repentance, and then salvation.
我们总共来讲，在这个救恩里头，到至少可以包括三方面。
And the grace, under the grace, there are three different areas.
第一个就是从危险、伤害、死亡中得着拯救。
One is we can be saved through death, saved from death.
在诗篇116篇第8节，我们年长弟兄曾经做过这样的见证。
In Psalm 16 verse 4, David made this testimony.
主啊，你救我的命免死亡，救我的眼泪免流泪，救我的脚免跌倒。
And save me from death and so that I would not fall down.
从实际的 难处危险的里头得到拯救，这第一方面。
And so that we can be saved from death.
但是得到拯救最宝贵的不只是说难处得到解决，问题得到解决，最宝贵你跟神的关系是怎样。
And the most precious thing after when we're saved is what is the relationship between us and God.
真正的得救一定是跟神和好，跟人和好。
And when we're truly saved, then we reconcile with God, we reconcile with man.
因着耶稣基督的血，使我们能够跟神和好。
And it's through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that we reconcile with God.
我们因着血能够人与人之间能够彼此和好。
And through the blood, we can reconcile with men.
就第二个讲到是能够恢复与神的关系。
And that is to restore our relationship with God.
在救拯救救恩的第三方面，特别讲到我们的心意更新和变化。
And the third is our that we will our minds will be transformed.
能够更像我们的主 更有他的心思他的意念他的性格
and to be more like our Lord to have his character and his mind
这个就是保罗在罗马书十二章告诉我们不要效法这个是要心意更新而变化
and this is what Paul told us in the book of Romans that not to be conformed to this world but to be transformed
感谢主甚至这救恩一定是叫我们能够脱离实际的危险
And that he can set us free from this world.
跟神之间有和平。
That we can have peace with God.
叫我们能够被变化更像我们的主。
So that we can be changed to be more like God.
我想在你我的里头，我们在环境难处当中，我们都是软弱。
Normally in our sufferings we are weak.
我总是觉得我遇到的难处，世界上最大的难处，没有人遇见过这个难处。
And sometimes there are some problems that we think that nobody has that big a problem.
我这个难处永远过不去的。
And we cannot get past this problem.
但是在神的话语里头是这样讲的。
But the word of God tells us.
我觉得这个是非常宝贵的一句话。
This is very precious.
这个在更多前书第十章讲到以色列人在旷野的失败，许多的失败，大的失败。
And the First Corinthians chapter 10 tells us about the failures of the Israelites in the wilderness.
我们感谢主，就是使徒保罗告诉我们，更多前书十章十三节。
In First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says,
如果你有圣经，请打开来，我们一起读。
If you have the Bible, please turn.
更多后书第十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
我们一起读。
And we'll read together.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
如果找到，我们就一起来读。
Let's
我们读一次中文，读一次英文。
We'll read it once in Chinese and once in English.
我们请读英文的弟兄先来。
And let's read it first in English. First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He would also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
我们中文的弟兄在一起，这个神话实在太宝贵了。你们想，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
神是信实的，他是信实的。
God is faithful.
他不能够撒谎，他没有谎言的。
He cannot lie.
在使徒彼得后书第二章告诉我们，主知道怎么样搭救敬虔的人脱离试探。
And in 2 Peter chapter 2, it tells us that the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials.
在哥林多后书第十章十三节这边的讲出一条出路。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it tells us that he would provide a way out.
我想懂得希腊原文的人，他这边这是一个有特别的意义在里头。
And those who knows Greek, there is a very special meaning here.
在一个特别的试探中。
Under a temptation.
神会开出一条出路。
The Lord will provide a way out.
这条出路是最恰当的出路，最好的出路。
Then this way out is the most appropriate way.
但是很可惜，你我不能等，但不是马上马上立刻能够开开出的一条路。
And sadly, many times we cannot wait, and because this way out is not given to us immediately.
但是等候神的时候。
But we have to wait for the timing, God's timing.
就是神给我们预备的出路，按照他的时候，按照他的方法来开出一条路来。
And God will provide a way in His own time, in His own way.
我们感谢上面主，我们看到在新约雅各里头所告诉我们也是同样的一件事情。
And also in the New Testament, in the book of James, it tells us the same thing.
我们的同样，雅各书第一章第二节上面到第十告诉我们。信心经过试验就生忍耐，忍耐当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
And James it tells us that our faith will develop perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
这讲到忍耐成功。
And here it tells us about perseverance.
忍耐等候神的时候，时候。
And we must persevere to wait for the timing of the Lord.
能够成就他的拯救救恩在你我身上。
So he will complete his salvation in us.
对，同样的，在雅各书第一章里头第十二节就告诉我们，忍受试探的人那是有福的。
And again, in James chapter 1 verse 12, it says, Blessed is the man who perseveres.
因为经过试验以后，就要得到生命的冠冕。
Because through the trial, he would be given the crown of life.
这是主应许给那些爱他的人。
And this is a promise to those who love him.
从摩押面，我们要可以从大卫的软弱失败的经历，让你有所帮助。
And at the same time, we can learn from the failures of David.
我们都知道大卫他夺取了乌利亚的妻子别示巴，同时又谋杀了他的先生乌利亚。
And we all know that David took Uriah's wife and then he murdered Uriah.
当先知拿单去用比喻来显明大卫的罪的时候，
And when Nathan uses a parable to show David his sin,
大卫就谦卑认罪悔改。
David humbled himself; he repented.
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪了耶和华。”拿单说：“耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。”
And David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And then Nathan said, "You're not going to die."
神是爱，但神是公义的神。
A God is love, but He's also a God of justice.
因着这件事，大卫得着神重大的管教。
And through this thing, David was reprimanded.
他的儿子还判他要夺取他的王位。
His son rebelled against him to take his throne.
最后，他的儿子也被杀了。
And then his son was killed.
但是大卫是一个懂得在忧愁当中怎么样依靠神的忧愁得到拯救的人。
But King David is a man that knows how to be saved through repentance.
在圣经里头，他人生的最后一句话，他是合神心意的人。
And he is a man after God's own heart.
他不是一个完全人。
He's not a perfect person, man.
他是一个信靠主、依靠神、依靠耶和华的一个义人。
He is a righteous man that trusts God.
所以我们就交通到忧愁。如果我们不是依照神的意思忧愁，就是落在世界的忧愁里头。
And finally, we want to share about if it is not godly sorrow, then it will be worldly sorrow.
在旧约里头那个。传道书最聪明的人所罗门所写的，在一章十八节，多有智慧，多有筹款。
In the Old Testament, the most wise person wrote that the more knowledge, the more grief.
哥林多弟兄姊妹的忧愁，如果不是依照神意思的忧愁，就要落在世俗的忧愁里头，以至于死亡。
And if we are if we are in the worldly sorrow, then we're this worldly sorrow brings death.
哈娜不是依照神的意思的忧愁，而落入世俗的忧愁，一定都在死亡里头。
And Hannah, if she is just sorrow, have worldly sorrow, then she would not have lived.
使徒彼得也是一样，就依靠自己世俗的忧愁，也落在死亡里面。
Apostle Peter is the same. If he did not, if he relies on himself, he would fall into death.
所以我们依照神的意思要求，我们必要得到悔，进入悔改，跟得到拯救。
But if we are in godly sorrow, will bring us salvation.
有一个成了你我历史的情节，就是犹大，卖就是犹大。
And one of
the Judah.
Judah that sold Jesus, he becomes our.
他出卖耶稣，他有忧愁，但是他没有真实的悔改。
He had sorrow, but he did not repent.
这是非常可惜的事情。
It's a big regret.
在诗篇16篇告诉我们，以别神代替耶和华，他的愁苦必加增。
And if our sorrow will increase if we do not obey God.
我们经常最近一些见证，一个姐妹她离开 Kansas City 到另外一个地方去。
And there was a testimony of a sister who left Kansas City.
那么她好像很聪明，做事也很顺利，做的那个报表都是老板非常喜欢的。
She's very smart, and all the results that she has achieved, her boss really likes them.
但很奇怪，突然有一天那个产生了许多的问题，她自己都没办法解释。
And strangely enough, there was suddenly something happened, and she couldn't explain what all these problems were.
她来到神面前。She
came before the Lord.
她去祷告神。And
he prayed.
神就跟她讲说，你要谦卑。 然后他就读经祷告来到神面前。
And the Lord said she has to humble herself and to come before the Lord and pray.
那个时候他就得着神的平安跟喜乐。
And she received the peace and joy from the Lord.
没有，他特别讲到一件事，他那个往往早上上班的时候是那个都在赶时间，有时候会碰到红灯。
And in the morning when she goes to work, she was in a hurry and she always ran into a red light.
那么以前的反应就是不喜欢，就是埋怨，就是抱怨。
And before her reaction was always to complain.
但是神的话，神的光圣灵感动她，这样又她就能够悔改回转，反过来讲，遇到红灯的时候，她就开始祷告。
And the Holy Spirit moved her to repent, and every time she runs into a red light, she prayed.
这个祷告又成了她的习惯。
And this way becomes her habit.
得到神的恩典跟祝福。
And then she received God's grace and blessing.
在教会历史当中，一个神所重用的仆人，有没有人知道 Charles Spurgeon 施布真的，有没有人知道？
Do you know Charles Spurgeon? He's a He's a servant of God.
19世纪神所重用的仆人。
It's one of the servants that God used in the 19th century.
在教义历史当中是称他说是王子的布道者，the prince of the preachers.
And he was called the prince of preachers.
在一生的当中，他。 在他记录的里头，他到底向多少人讲神的话
？And do you know through his life how many people he spoke to about Jesus？
在一亿，然后后面有七个零，我不知道多少，大概是一亿的人讲听到他神的话。
There's
one billion. 啊？多少？Seven
zeros， 一千万。
一千万，一千万。
It's ten million. Seven zeros.
因为他每一个礼拜，每个礼拜他到不同的地方，到十个，也许大概十个地方，不同的地方去讲道。
And every week he goes to 10 different places to preach.
但是他同时他的信息就翻成各种不同的语言。
And all his messages were translated into different languages.
那有时候往往在想说，神为什么那么使用他？
And many times I wonder why did God use him so greatly.
最近有一个弟兄的交通引起我的注意。
And recently, sharing of a brother got my attention.
他有一天他在走在马路上的时候。
One day as he was walking, he was in the.
人家看他就停下来，就说你问他说你为什么停下来
？And he stopped, and people asked him why did you stop?
他说我需要祷告跟这回家，因为我头上好像有一个乌云，跟神之间有间隔。
He said, I have to pray because there is a cloud above me that separates me from God.
他一个经常谦卑认罪悔改，跟神的关系那样和谐的。
And he has such good relationship with God.
所以神恩待他，怜悯他，使用他。
So God used him and give him grace.
最后，这交通一个事情，我本来不想讲，不过我觉得神还是感动我。我就是这个给教会的信息，我们还是要讲以前我讲过的见证。
And finally, I have a testimony. And originally, I wasn't going to share this, but I think I need to.
虽然讲过一次，但是
I need to say it again.
但是好像神的话，有人说好像《生命记》一样，《生命记》是再讲一次，可能下来还要再讲第二次。
But many times the word of God is like Deuteronomy. You have to repeat it.
再回到我们礼拜五聚会的那个 Blue Valley 的 Baptist Church 那个教会。
And this is talking about Blue Valley Baptist Church when, on Friday nights when we have a Bible study.
借着这些见证，我们知道怎么样活在神面前。
So that we know how to live before God.
能够得到神最大的祝福。
So that we can receive His greatest blessing.
在今年十二月，我们就请 Blue Valley Baptist Church 那个 Pastor Lynch 来跟我们交通，为什么神那么恩待他？他们的聚会大概有700多个人。
Last year we invited Pastor Lynch from the Blue Valley Bible Church to Baptist Church to come and share with us why did God bless His church so much.
然后在我这里头，我觉得对我来讲是，我觉得是会非常特别，会非常奇怪。他的回答不是我们所想象中的回答。
And his answer was not what we expected.
他说，在我们想象中总是觉得，如果一个好的 church location， 一个好的地点，这很重要。
And in our normal thinking, we think that the location of the church is very important.
一个良好的组织，教会的组织那更重要。
And it's also very important to have a good organization.
有一个很好的主日学的课程，那也很重要。
And it's important to have a very good curriculum in Sunday school.
有种有一个很好的音乐的节目，那也很重要。
And we need to have a very good music program.
或者说，应该有很好的许多的全职的牧人，那这个也很重要。
And we need to have many full-time workers, good full-time workers.
感谢主，这个我们的弟兄的回答，真叫人家跌破眼镜。
And his answer, was very surprising.
事实上他用一个字 broken.
He only used one word, broken.
Broken 是什么意思？
What does broken mean?
中文就是破碎。
And it, broken.
也就是我们今天所讲的题目，就是谦卑认罪悔改。
And it is our title today, is to repent and have salvation.
这不知道教区他们造成教会的分裂，许多的问题就像众教会一样。
And Blue Valley Baptist Church had a lot of problems.
两年以前的事情。
It's something that happened 2 years ago.
他们要寻找牧者，寻找牧师。
And they were looking for a full-time pastor.
那现在的牧师 Pastor Lynch 也是其中的一个被邀请的，被问的。
And this Pastor Lynch was one of the candidates.
他说好，我祷告，我好好祷告。他真的祷告，同时他也进食祷告。
So this Pastor Lynch said, "I will consider it," and he would pray, and he fasted and prayed.
那么这不是马上，隔一段时间。
And it wasn't immediate, and after a period of time.
And
one day he has to go to a conference in Florida.
还没进入特会的会堂会所以前，神的话引导他。
And just before he entered the conference room, the word of God came upon him.
神的话是说，这个教会，这个聚会就是我要你牧养的教会。
And God's word told him that this is the church that you have to shepherd.
感谢主，他就接纳神给他的旨意，一直服侍到了今天，今天还不断的。
And praise the Lord that he accepted this calling and he served in this church up to this day. The will of God never changes. We have to humble ourselves and to change our attitudes.
神的旨意就领导，神的恩典祝福就要领导他的教会。
And His grace and His blessing will come upon His church.
所以我们讲到哈巴谷书的祷告，神啊，这年间兴起你的作为。
So we talk about Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk said, in these times, Lord, may You revive Your work.
哈巴谷，你就告我们知道，是讲到神的审判。 讲到神的管教跟悔改。
And Habakkuk talks about the Lord's reproach and then the repentance of the people.
没有人喜欢审判，没有人喜欢管教，没有人喜欢悔改。
Nobody likes reproaches and nobody likes to repent.
但是没有审判，没有复兴，没有管教，没有复兴，没有悔改，也没有复兴。
If there is no judgment, then there is no revival. If there is no repentance, there is no revival. And may the Lord bless each one of us. That we can forgive one another, bless one another, and love one another. So that the salvation of the Lord can come upon us.
I'll
turn the time back.